We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph, and we're beginning a new Mishnah, Chof Dalar on Beis. Maisa Shabo Shnayim, two Edom came, Ba'amru, Re'inu Shachas Ve'Mizruch. We saw the old moon in the morning in the east, and we saw the old moon. Like we said, that the old moon you could see early in the morning, and the new moon you only could see beginning of the night. So these Edom said they saw the moon in the morning. The Arvis, and that evening, the same evening, they saw B'mayrev, which we know, we saw the Gemara before, that the Gemara says it's impossible. The Gemara of Chafam Beis says, for 24 hours, you cannot see the moon. It's different above and Eretz Yisrael, but you can't see the moon for 24 hours. So here, these Eidim are claiming they saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon at night. So, Rav Yechon, Ben Uri, Eidim Shekarim, they are false Eidim, because it's impossible. Because Jebola Yavna, when they came to Yavna, to Rav Gamil, Kiblum Rav Gamil, Rav Gamil was kabel them, and he's Bekadish the Chodesh Apihem. Why? We'll see in the Gemara, Gamil had a Mesaira that it is possible once in a while to see the old moon in the morning and the new moon at night in less than 24 hours. It's possible to see, it's possible to happen, and therefore Rav Gamil was Bekabel. Va'oid, another story, Bo'ushnaim Amru Re'inu Bezmanoi, Uvalei Libur Le'Nira. A different story. One time two Edom came and said they saw the new moon, Bezmana, which means, let's say, the Chodesh is going to be the 30th day, and they saw that night, before the 30th day, they saw the moon. And V'leli Bura, the next night, Loi Nira, no one saw the moon. Everyone said it's just Chodesh today, and the next night, no, it's a clear night, and no one sees the moon. So it's a little bit fishy. The Kiblum Ragamil still was with Kabbalah, he didn't change his mind, he was with Kabbalah. Amar Rav Deisiv and Hokinis, Eidei Shekahin. What do you mean, the Eidei Sheker? Heich me'idim ala isha sheyolda v'lamacha kreis v'enshaneh. How could Eidim say Eid on Isha that she had a baby and the next day she's still pregnant? Here, you said you saw the new moon and the next day, it's not here. It's not here. So, therefore, Rav Deisa argued on Gamil. He said, what are you talking about, Eidei Sheker? Amala Rav Yeshua said, told Rav Deisa, Roy anis v'recha, I agree to you. And at that time, Rav Gamil was the Nasi. But Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. He was a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yeshua, and he says to Rabbi Yeshua, you know, I hear what you're saying. So now, what was it? This was Chodesh Tishrei. So it was Chodesh Tishrei, for example, Rabbi Gamil said it was on Tuesday. Lamaisa didn't see the moon, so Rabbi Yeshua held it was really on Wednesday. And same Rabbi Yeshua held also, I agree, it's on Wednesday. So it comes out, Yom Kippur is a day later. Sholach Le'er Rabbi Gamil, Gizrani Alecha, Gamil sent Rabbi Yeshua a message. He says, Gizrani Alecha, I'm making a gzera on you. Shetavi etzli, you should come to me b'maklecha with your walking stick, with my secha and your money b'makpurim. Come Yom Kippur and carry these two things Yom Kippur and come to my house, visit me on Yom Kippur. Shchali is b'chashmanecha. And the Yom Kippur that is chal for you, which is on Wednesday. Which is, if Rishchar is on Wednesday, so Yom Kippur is a week later, 10 days later, on that day, come to me with your makach and mesecha. I'm not sure if the right days, might be Shabbos, but the day that Yom Kippur is for your cheshbon, come with your walking stick and your money.
Isn't that the story?
Not over here, it's Gemara Brachas, but this is the story where he told him what to do. He told him to bring this here, and because really a day earlier was the Yom Kippur for Yom Kippur, and Shuhal's next day was Yom Kippur. He said, on the day is Yom Kippur for me, you come with your walking stick. He could have told him that he should fast on the next day, which is Yom Kippur. But that was Pashat, the Mepharshim say, he was going to fast anyway. Rav Yeshua was going to fast on the day that Klal Yisrael was keeping Yom Kippur, because he's in a parish Mer Tzibur. Rav Gamil was scared he'd keep 2 days Yom Kippur. The day that he held was Yom Kippur, he's going to keep also. So he says, on that day...
That we saw earlier that
Rav
kept 2 days.
Right, that's true. That's not the problem. The problem is that here he held that Rav Gamil was wrong. And Rav Yeshua is the Av Bezdin, the Godla Adar, holds Rav Gamil is wrong, that's not good. And therefore he said, I'm going to show everyone that you hold like Rav Gamil, who's the Nasi, who paskin on when Rosh Chodesh is. So he says, you're going to come to me on your Yom Kippur, what you hold is Yom Kippur, which is the next day, you're going to come to me with your walking stick and your money. So Halacha Matzah Rav Akiva, so this is already a week before Yom Kippur, this story happened. He has to come now on his own, what he thinks Yom Kippur, he's going to have to come. So Rav Akiva found Rav Yeshua Meitzeh, he was very upset. You know, he's upset. Look, according to him, that's Yom Kippur. He's going to have to come to Rav Gamil, he didn't know what to do. Amaloi, the Gemara will elaborate on what happened there. Amaloi, So Rabbi Akiva said, I'll make you feel better. Yes, let me teach you something. She called Masha also Rabbi Gamliel also. Whatever Rabbi Gamliel does is done. Even if he's made a mistake, it's still it's done. Shenema, Eila me'ade Hashem, mikroi kodesh tukroisam, bein bezmanam, bein shalai bezmanam. Ein li elam adzal elu. We learn from this pasuk that who's kaveir is chodesh, the bezdin, the nasi, he's kaveir the rish chodesh. And whatever he says goes. So he's the charge of Bezdin, the Kriyas Bezdin, and whatever he says goes, even if it's wrong. So don't worry about it. Even if you think you're right in Cheshbon, still Rosh Chodesh is on the day that Rabbi Gamliel says. But he still wasn't happy. So Bala Yitzhar Rabbi Daisa ben Hokunis, he came to Rabbi Daisa ben Hokunis, the one who argued on Rabbi Gamliel. Amuloi, so Rabbi Daisa told him like this, if you want to be upset about the Bezdin or Gamil and say, you know, that's not a good Bezdin. You'll have to go any Bezdin for Moshe Rabbeinu. You can always say, oh, it's not such a good Bezdin. And there's a pasuk to support this. She never says in the pasuk. In the pasuk it says, by Matan Torah, it says, why didn't it say who the Zekanim are? But Lomel and Esparshu, Shemois Mishal Zekanim. El Alam is to teach us, Shekol Shloisha Ushloisha Shomdu Bezdin HaYisrael. Any three people that are Bezdin in Klai Yisrael, Harehu, it's equal to Bezdin HaShal Moshe. And that's why it doesn't say the names of the Zekanim. Because you always could say that maybe it's as Choshev as the three of the Zekanim, that you don't know names. Maybe they're just as Choshev as them. Moshe, you know, these Bezdin not like Moshe and Aaron, or not Vaviu. But you do know, but you don't know, maybe it's like the other ones in the Zekanim Yisrael. So therefore, Torah didn't say the name in order to teach us this, that any Bezdin is good. Not on Maklo Yom Yisrael V'yardot. So L'maisa came on Yom Kippur of Fear of Yeshua's Cheshbon, which was the day after the Yom Kippur of Klai Yisrael. He took his walking stick, Yom Yisrael and his money, V'yardot, V'holach L'yavne, and he went to Yavne Yitzhar V'gamil, V'yoyim Shechal Yom Kippurim Lias V'cheshbon, on the day that Yom Kippur Chal, L'fi his calculations. He walked in. Omer Rabbi Gamliel stood up, and Noshka Arayish kissed on his head. Omer Loi, Ba'oi B'Shalom, come in peace. Rebbe V'Tamidi, you're my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rebbe B'Chachma, you're my Rebbe and Chachma, because Rabbi Yeshua was a bigger Chacham than Rabbi Gamliel could be. V'Tamidi Shekabalti Esdvar, but you're my Talmud, you makabel my words, and you came even for your calculations, Yom Kippur. So the first Gemara will discuss the first line in the Mishnah that says that if Edom come and say that they saw it in Shachris and the old moon and the new moon in Arvis, it's Edom Shaker. Rav Gamliel said, no, you can mekabel them. Tanya, Omer lem Rav Gamliel chom, kach mekablan reis avi abba. Ava kabbalah from my father's house, pa'amish ba'barucha, pa'amish ba'aksara. Sometimes it comes quicker, sometimes it's shorter. That it's possible, sometimes it's shorter or longer. It's possible to see sometimes less than 24 hours. Even though the Gemara said 4 is impossible, and the Gemara said 4, that's impossible, like Chushi Sadi, that you can make a Sadi with that thing. But Rav Gamliel argued. Rav Gamliel held, it's possible sometimes to be shorter. On Rav Yechem, my time of debate, Rebbe, what's shot in Rav Gamliel? What's shot in Rav Gamliel's father's Messiah? Where's Makar and Pesukim? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Osa Yoreach Lamayadim, Shemesh Yodam Avaya. Pasuk shot is going on Karz Baruch Hu, that Hashem made the moon for the Mayadim, and the Shemesh, he knows its way. But we dash like this, that Yodah Mavaya is going on the people. Who do Yodah Shemesh with Yodah Mavaya? Shemesh, you know the way, you know exactly its track. Yireach Yodah Mavaya. The Yireach, we don't know exactly the track, and sometimes it comes quicker, and sometimes it goes longer, and that's Makar to Rav Gamliel's family Messiah. Look more about the Rav Chia Chazil Sihara, Dava Koyevit Safra de Esma Tisha. Rav Chia one time saw, in the morning of the 29th day, he saw the old moon. And if you see the old moon in the morning, so we're going now, Kepashtus, that for 24 hours you're not going to see the new moon. That means you're not going to see the new moon that evening. And you're not going to be able to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, because you're not going to see the moon that evening until the next evening. So he was a little nervous about this, and because he wanted to be ma'ayim on the Edim. We have before, sometimes you scare the Edim into saying Edis. Why? Because you want to protect, it shouldn't have a Yom Tov before Shabbos, or after Shabbos, or Yom Kippur before Shabbos. So he wanted to get rid of no one to see this moon. Shokal Kala, he took a piece of mud, upasak bein, threw it at the Levana. Oma, Lord Tabina Kedusha, we have to make Rosh Chodesh tonight. So, Vat Kaim Zachan, you're around over here, go cover yourself. I don't know if the moon listens or not. It's a shot on the gear, says. But either way, The next day, Omele Rebbe Amchia Zil Ein Toiv, go to Ein Toiv Vekach Yarche and Mekadosh the Rosh Chodesh. B'shol Chisimona Dov Melchus Ochai Vekayim. And when you do it, send me a simon, Dov Melchus Ochai Vekayim, which is a simon to the Areach, because Rashi says that David is Nimshal to Levana. Sometimes we compare David HaMelech to a Levana. It says in the Pasuk, Kisai Kashemesh Negdi, Ki Areach Yika In Olam. That his Malchus, his throne, should be forever like the Areach. Al Kaponim, he went to Ein Toiv, and it's Mekar Zecharis. Why to go to Ein Toiv? So Rashi is two pshatim. One pshat is, because in this city, everyone saw the moon in the morning. So if they make a Rosh Chodesh, people are going to say, what are you talking about? I saw the moon, I saw the old moon in the morning. How can you make next day Rosh Chodesh? That's one pshat, why he went to a different place. Other pshat is because at that time there was a gzeira, they couldn't make Kiddush HaChodesh, they had to go out of town to make Kiddush HaChodesh. Talk to Maravai, the Torah Bottom. Pam achas, the skash shemayim ba'ovim, one time, it was a cloudy night, the nearest mus levana, be'esrim v'tisha l'chodesh. And they saw the levana, the new levana, the night of it, before the 29th day of the chodesh. Now remember, Rosh Chodesh is usually on the 30th and 31st day. Here they saw the night before the 29th day. Huh? They saw the night of the 29th day of the Chodesh. They saw the new moon. Kesvurim am loyim Rosh Chodesh. They thought that the next day would be Rosh Chodesh. Or Bikshu Vezim Lekadosh. And they wanted to Mekadosh it. Because they see the moon on the 29th. They saw the moon. Am lehem Rabbi Gamliel. So Pashto means they wanted to make Rosh Chodesh on the 29th day. Omlem Ragamil, Kach Mekablani Beis Avi Abba, Ava Kabbalah from my father's house, Ein Chedusha Shel Levana, the length of the Levana and the new Levana doesn't come, Chusa Me'esim Tisha Yoim, not less than 29 days, U'mechza and a half, U'shnei Shlishi Shav Ein Gim Mechalakim. That means, the Meil of every moon is 29 days and a half a day, which is another 12 hours, plus 2/3 of an hour, which is how much? 40 minutes. Plus Ayin Gimel Chalakim. Ayin Gimel Chalakim, 72 Chalakim is 4 minutes. Every 18 Chalakim is a minute. When you remember Chalakim here, by the Mailad Chalakim, every Chalak is 3.3 seconds. So 18 times 3.3 is 60 minutes. So every minute is 18 Chalakim. So in 73 Chalakim, you know what that is? 4 minutes and a Chalak. So every month is at least, how long it is? At least 29 and a half days, 44 minutes, and 3.3 seconds. So here he says it can't be Rosh Chodesh 29th day because the Moel couldn't have been seen last night because every month has to be 29 and a half days. You saw it the night before 29, it wasn't half days yet. So the Rosh Chodesh should be the next day. And to prove the point, that day on the 29th day, Va'isa Yoim, Mesa Imay Shel Ben Zaza, Vesvida Rabbi Gamel Hesped Gadol. That day, the mother of Ben Zuza died, and Rabbi Gamel made a Hesped Gadol. To show, because our Rosh Chodesh, you now make a hesped. He wanted to show that is the Rosh Chodesh. So even though the mother of Ben Zaza wasn't like, you know, the biggest rabbitson, but they still made a huge hesped. Not because she was right for that. In order to spread the word that there was no Chodesh. Everyone saw the moon last night? Nah, it wasn't the moon. It was something else. Because it can't be less than 29 and a half days, and therefore they would not be called the Chodesh. It said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua held that Rosh Chodesh was the next day, and Rabbi Gamliel said Rosh Chodesh is today, and Rabbi Gamliel was geizer Rabbi Yeshua to come with his walking stick on the Yom Kippur for his calculations. So it says, Halach Rabbi Kiva Matsu Meitzah. Who was upset? Abayalu, me Meitzah, Rabbi Kiva Meitzah, or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzah? Who was upset? Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yeshua? The Mishnah is not clear. It says, Halach Rabbi Kiva Matsu Meitzah. Who's that? Toshima, the Tanya. We touched the Mishnah already how we saw in the Braisa. Toshima, the Tanya. We went to the Braisa. Halach Rabbi Kiva Matzul Rabbi Yeshua Kishu Meitzah. Rabbi Kiva found Rabbi Yeshua very upset. Amalei Rabbi, why are you so upset today? Amalei Akiva Ruuyeloi. It'll be good for me. Shiyipul Amita Yuvis Chayes. I'd rather be in bed for 12 months now. And if I'm in bed, of course I can't come on Yom Kippur with the walking stick. I'm sick. I'd rather be sick for 12 months than do this. By Yigzo Alav Gzeri Zu. It's Gzeri Mamish. I hold Yom Kippur. I'm walking my walking stick in Yom Kippur. Amalei, what? Right, he wants to be. His mom's no chance. He's coming. It's just sickness. That he's 12 months. If he's sick with the regular flu, he'd come. Omele Rabbi Tarshini Loimar Lefanecha Dova Echos Mitani. So Rakiva says, "Let me." Rakiva is much younger than Rabbi Yeshua. Was at least he was a Talmud. I'm was younger, but he was definitely a less of a Talmud Chacham at this time. Kumavu in the Gemara Brachas. So Omele Rabbi Tarshini Loimar Lefanecha Dova Echos Mitani. Allow me to tell you something I learned. Amaloy Emor say, Amaloy Ari, it says in the Pasuk, Atem, Atem, Atem. In the Pasuk in Parashas Emor, it says there three times the word atem. The first pasuk says in Chaf Gimel Beit, says Dabim Bnei Yisrael Matalei Ma'adi Hashem Ashtikru Oisam Ekrei Kodesh Elohim Oya. That's one pasuk. So it says Tikru Oisam Udash Atem. Then it says in pasuk Dalid Elohim Ma'adi Hashem Ekrei Kodesh Ashtikru Oisam B'Mayadam. Again we say Dash Atem. And again the pasuk says in pasuk Lamed Zayin Elohim Ma'adi Hashem Ashtikru Oisam Ekrei Kodesh Oisam three times. Udash Atem. Gimel Palmim, Atem, you make Kiddush Chayesh feel Shoigim, even if it's a mistake. What does a mistake mean? Rashi says a mistake means that you yourself made a mistake in the Cheshbonis, in the calculations, and you thought it was supposed to be a day, the next day is supposed to be a Chayesh. And even if you make a mistake, it's still that becomes a Chayesh. Atem, Afilu Mezidim, even if you do it on purpose to extend the month, it works. Atem, Afilu Mutam, Atem means even if you have Eidei Sheken, you get mistaken, you get fooled, still it's a good Kiddush Chayesh. So Rishu turned to Akiva and said, Akiva, nechamtani. It made me feel better. Now I understand that what I'm doing is the correct thing, and that's the correct thing to do, because I'm listening to Bezdin, and Bezdin has the power and the right to paskin on Rosh Chodesh.